Doyle says the payday loan bill wouldn't regulate interest rates and allows as many as 4 rollovers. That means more fees charged by the loan stores. Superior Mayor Dave Ross is seeing a proliferation of payday loan stores in his border community since border states have stricter laws. He wants regulation but agrees with the veto.
We don't want to put payday lending out of business because payday lending does, you know, provide a service to people who can't access normal credit places, such as banks and credit unions. So we don't want to put them out of business, but what we'd like to do is get those interest rates down from the 4 and 5 and 600% range on an annualized basis and get it down to where if one takes a loan out like this, they're charged 5 or 10 or even 15% a month.
The bill would have required payday lenders to disclose information about potential pitfalls of the loans. The bill's supporters say the veto leaves the payday loan industry unregulated, but Mayor Ross says he'll be back in Madison next term lobbying for another stronger payday loan bill. Even as Doyle vetoed the payday loan stores bill, he signed another bill that would combat predatory lending for home mortgages. That legislation regulates home loans 8% over the treasury rate, often given to low-income or elderly people not able to get conventional mortgage loans. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.